This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Linmark, Sharit Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning, and prominent Brexit supporter Andrea Leadsom, and now former leader of the House of Commons, resigned from UK Prime Minister Theresa May's government this week. Leadsom said she couldn't announce the new Brexit bill in Parliament as she did not believe in it and therefore resigned. So her resignation deepens the Brexit crisis, sapping an already weak leader of her authority and piling pressure on the British PM as calls for her resignation increase. So for more insight here, we speak to Professor Simon Tormey, a professor of politics at the University of Sydney. Thank you for joining us, Professor. What is the significance of Leadsom's resignation?
Well, Leadsom is leader of the House of Commons, so this is a kind of big-ticket item. She's one of the sort of top four or five Tories and a very well-respected figure in her own party. So when you lose someone like that out of your own cabinet, who's the leader of the House of Commons, I mean, it's really walls crumbling as we speak here. So it's significant. Whether it's fatal or not is something that we're going to find out over the next 48 hours, I suspect, as the results from the European elections come in, and probably the chance of a Conservative Party complete wipeout at the hands of Nigel Farage's Brexit Party.
And Professor, now, does the new Brexit bill have any promise, or at least any more promise than the ones before?
Not really. It looks now unlikely that she's going to bring it to Parliament at all. So we don't quite know, therefore, what her game plan is, but such has been the backlash against this kind of renewed attempt to get the withdrawal agreement over the line, that I think she's decided just to shelve this idea for the time being. She's got until October, as we know, in order to sort of impress the European Union with the next proposal. So her strategy, as we know, for the last 3 years has been to try and find the tin somewhere and kick it far down the road.
So what are May's Brexit options now?
Well, you know, we've been around these houses before, and I've been speaking to you guys on this show for probably the last 6 months. And every time it looks like it's fatal, there are terrible wobbles, she looks like she's got to go, and it's always kind of coming up to the weekend. We've been saying this month in, month out, by the end of the weekend she might be gone. So I'll say it again, she might be gone by the end of the weekend, but we might be talking here in a couple of weeks' time, and somehow she's clung hold to power. The problem that the Conservative Party has got is that they fired all their bullets last December. You only get one shot to unseat your leader of the Conservative Party every 12 months, and they tried last November, it didn't work. So technically, unless they change the rules of how they come to elect their own party leader, then she's kind of safe in a very unsafe sort of a way.
And Professor, so we're hearing talks of a secret ballot going around the Conservative Party to do just that, to change the rules to allow another no-confidence vote to go ahead before the 12 months are up. What can you tell us about that?
Well, of course, these are rules which are internal to the Conservative Party. So it's not about the cabinet, it's not about the wider parliamentary process or anything like that. The Conservative Party is, of course, an association which is able to change its own rules if it sees fit. The problem they've got, as I just described, is that on the basis of the current rules, they can't get rid of her until November. So there's a lot of pressure now on Graham Brady, who's the chair of what's called the 1922 Committee, which is the senior members of the Conservative Party in Parliament, to change the rules and to try to force Theresa May out. Now, that's going to take a little bit of time because he's got to consult with the Conservative associations around the country and all the rest of it. And meantime, I mean, there's a headline yesterday in the British press, which I quite like, which is that she's basically put the sofa against the front door of number 10. So no one can get in and no one can get out. It's that bad. You know, there's a siege mentality now. She's got very, very few friends. There are a few loyalists left. It's not sustainable. She's wobbling. And, of course, what we're expecting is a complete wipeout of the Conservative Party in the European elections, which will just kind of ramp up the pressure on her to stand down. And, you know, a lot of people just kind of drumming their fingers on the table at the moment, waiting for her to do the decent thing, which is to step out and say, yeah, I've had my chance and I need to hand over to someone else.
And all this talk about Prime Minister Theresa May to resign, do we have anybody in mind who would likely be taking charge?
Yeah, there are two candidates there. One is Boris Johnson, and the other candidate is anyone but Boris Johnson. So of whom at the last count there are at least 16 other candidates who want the job. But the thing, the problem for the Conservative Party is twofold. One, Nigel Farage actually probably should be the leader of the Conservative Party at its kind of current juncture where it's really trying to get Brexit over the line. But, of course, he's got his own political party. But they need to cancel him out, if you like. They're riding terribly high, the Brexit Party, 37% in the polls as we come into the Euro elections. So the feeling will be that Boris actually has got a lot of wind in his sails here because he really replicates the Nigel Farage line. So I suspect that it will be Boris Johnson will be one, and someone like Michael Gove, a sort of centrist but also Brexiteer, as a second candidate. But I do think the appetite in the Conservative Party is probably to give Boris his chance. He will try to get a hard Brexit proposal over the line in the House of Commons. That will not get up. And I think we'll be in a general election scenario by about October, November this year.
Thank you so much, Professor. That was Professor Simon Tormey, Professor of Politics at the University of Sydney, weighing in on the latest Brexit developments. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, Professor Simon mentioned that every so often, every month or so, it seems like it's another crisis and Theresa May is going to be out of office. But she somehow manages to hang on to her seat. And now it seems like she may have been maybe barricading herself into number 10 now. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, the sofa against the door is the best comment. Men.
She does have till October, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess if her previous track record is any indication, even though we are speaking so much about maybe, you know, her resigning at the end of the announcing her resignation on Friday, she could hang on to power even longer than we expect. So we'll be back with more local news right after this. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.